Joining us in the studio is Kurt Steele. He is the Tofte District Ranger. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Kurt, you've been here just a little under a year. And the Tofte District, let's talk about it. Some of the, I know you're still learning about the district.
Yeah, I don't think that ever stops.
No. But that's a pretty good sized chunk of land. So what? Talk to me a little bit about the Tofte District and what is either different or the same with the Gunflint District.
Sure. Obviously, in terms of Gunflint, it's pretty similar. Obviously, Gunflint has the Gunflint Trail and is a more highly used recreation area, but we still have quite a bit of recreation. And I would say probably the biggest difference recreation-wise is we have a lot of dispersed camping, which is camping where you can actually go out and camp for free. And there's a lot of sites out there that are real nice along long creeks and, and lakes and stuff and look really good. Yeah, that's probably the biggest difference in terms of recreation. And then, of course, we have a little bit bigger land base for forest products. So,
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh,
we do.
I didn't realize that.
Okay. We have more of a general forest. Gunflint has kind of a longer rotational in our forest plan, longer rotation age. And then the Tofte District's more in the average rotation age.
As many people?
Yeah, we share between Gunflint and Tofte. We share, I think there's a 43 staff members that because we're a zone and we share most.
Okay, you do. Yeah, right. Most, I mean, most of the people go back and forth.
Yep.
So, well, you'd say lots of camping and trail and access into the forest. Well, also, it's a pretty popular entry point for the BWCA.
Yeah, Sawbill with Sawbill outfielders and everything up there is a real popular one. And then, of course, Isabella is also another, big entry point.
Right. The Kowishwe River entry area is a big artery. I know I had a number of friends, but even before we moved up here, that used to go into the forest that way. So talk to me about this project that is actually we've done quite a bit on here, and in fact we just did yesterday with the folks at Sugarloaf Cove, and that's the forest the restoration project.
Yeah, North Shore Restoration.
Yeah. What exactly is in store? You know, that may affect the Tofte District.
Well, actually, the grant that we have is actually on the Tofte District. So the grant that Molly was probably talking about there is on Tofte. So that's probably where we're going to start some of the restoration work, at least grant-wise. And then hopefully next year when we're up and running, we'll actually start doing some vegetation management and having some timber sales out of there and trying to start to restore some of the North Shore, at least on the federal land side.
Well, you've got, among other things, in your dossier, silviculture, which means you certainly know something about all those trees that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about what's happened. We're losing native species, and there are some native species that can be replaced, and that will happen, certainly. But there's some that it's maybe not so wise to replace because of differences in climate.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, silviculture is kind of similar in terms of the trees and whatnot. No matter where you go, they all have the same dynamics. They need space to grow, need light and whatnot. But I don't really know as much about this area because I didn't grow up here. But that being the case, yeah, the climate change models, which we did a lot of with the North Shore projects, has some species kind of disappearing, and I think Myra Timer has talked a little bit about that with you guys, and maybe not disappearing, but just being less competitive is really what it comes down to, and then other species kind of being more competitive. And white pine, according to the models, was one that's a favorable.
And deer like white pine.
They do like white pine, and that's and white pine's an interesting one because it's very tough to grow because deer like it, and then it's got a white blister rust that kind of impedes its growth as well. So it's got a lot of strikes against it going into it. So it takes a little bit more to get it going, but once you get a good...
Well, everybody seems to notice what they seem to notice most when they drive in Highway 61 is all the dead birch.
Yeah.
And there's varying theories about why that's the case.
Sure, yeah. You know, birch is kind of a pioneer species, so it comes in and has kind of it doesn't have a set lifespan, but it sure has a younger lifespan than, say, white pine or something, and all of a sudden it gets old, and you see the tops start dying, and pretty soon, yeah, you see a lot of dead birch out there for sure.
Because they all came in at the same time.
Yep, exactly.
That's one of the problems, I suspect. One of the things you can try to do is space that out.
Yeah, you try to, diversity in age as well as species, of course, helps out, and that's kind of what we're trying to do with the North Shore Project.
Well, before I let you go, do you see any problems, or let's call them opportunities, for the Tofte District, or are things going along pretty well?
No, things are going along pretty well. Probably the biggest thing that might be a change, we can't get funding for the Temperance River Bridge, which is part of our fall.
You know, John Olson came in and talked with us about that. Talk a little bit about that, because that's going to affect the ability for people to get around in the backwoods.
It will. And you know, we've been trying for, I've been told, 6 or 7 years trying to get funding to replace it, and it just hasn't happened. And we're to the point now where our engineers are questioning whether it can sustain. So we're talking about maybe closing that down, and you'll probably see that within the next year or so.
Well, where does that then go, and what happens to the rest of the road?
Well, the road will stay open. As of right now, the tentative plan is to leave it open to ATVs and snow. Well, I guess it's technically not open to ATVs, but we're going to but snowmobiles is open too. And we'll leave it open to that, and of course walking and stuff, but no vehicle traffic. No.
Now, does that I'm not that familiar with that trail, so that, or that road, does that access anything that
it makes a good loop. It's a part of a fall color loop, so it's a heavily used bridge during the fall time.
I would anticipate some difficulty with that.
Yes, I would as well, and hopefully we get the funding, but you know, with the fires out west and whatnot, it's not looking favorable again this year. Yeah. So
okay, well, Kurt, good to meet you. Thanks for coming in. We've been speaking with Kurt Steele. He's the Tofte District Ranger. And it's just parenthetically, there's a lot of cooperation between the two districts, and it's kind of like things have been rejuvenated a little bit. It's good to talk to you and people on your staff. In fact, as soon as we're done talking to you, we're going to play the weekend and week ahead feature that we've been working on here, and which brings people from both of the districts into the studio to talk about what things are like in the woods.
Absolutely, yeah, we're excited about being on the air, and hopefully we can continue in the future.
Well, we'll see to it that you do. Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, appreciate it.